Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast.
Yeah.
Coming at you in one take because that's punk rock of us.
That's how we do it. This is a special edition episode 8.5.
And on tonight's episode, we're going to be looking at Rancid, the band.
Yes. And why are we doing that, Chris?
The legend. Because in just 2 weeks, we're going to see Rancid with Dropkick
Murphys.
It's actually
a week from Saturday.
A week from, like, tomorrow.
So it's, like, 8 days away.
I don't even
maybe
know what
nine.
Day it is anymore.
It's Thursday.
Outstanding. So a week from this Saturday, we're going to be seeing Rancid and Dropkick Murphys live at Salt Air.
In Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's right. And the Selector and Kevin Seconds are on this leg of the tour, so they'll be out there also.
And right now I'm live on Facebook, and there's, like, 10 people watching.
That's awesome.
That's insane. They can't hear the music, so I probably sound like an idiot.
Yes. Well, so far it's just the intro music.
Yeah, right on. So I'm going to go ahead and stop being live and get to work here.
All right. Rancid, huge fan of this band. We did Dropkick Murphys the last 2 weeks. We split Dropkick Murphys into two episodes. Rancid, we're going to do all in one fell swoop.
We're doing it in one take.
Yes. We're going to do all 9 studio albums. Chris and I are picking our favorite tracks from each album. That's the format of this episode. That's why it's a special edition, because it's not our normal format of our normal show.
Right. And our usual format is you know, we talk about new songs, and we have a regular. So anytime that you see a 0.5 with one of our episodes, you know that it's going to be a special edition episode, and that we're going to be, oh my gosh, and we're going to be doing something a little bit different.
Yes. On this one, all Rancid. Rancid, we love Rancid. Again, all in one take, 18 songs. First, I just want to put out there, if you're not familiar with Rancid, that's unfortunate for you, but they are a punk rock band formed in Berkeley, California.
If you're not familiar with Rancid and you're listening to a punk cast, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. If you didn't know about those guys, they formed in 91. The original formation of the band was Tim Armstrong, Matt Freeman, who left their other bands. Operation Ivy did a couple other bands, and then they started Rancid, picked up Tim's roommate, who happened to be Brett Reed on drums. They ended up recording the very first album, and that was the three guys on the very first album. So we are going to get into picks. Chris, what is your pick from the Rancid self-titled album from 1993?
So I picked Hyena.
Great track.
And I just think it's a really cool song.
Really, it is. I mean, they had some really good tracks on that first album. Every album they've had. But Hyena, super cool.
Yeah, great bass on it. And
Matt Freeman, definitely one of the best bass guys. There's a lot of bands that have you know, the rhythm with the drums and and the bass. But sometimes the bass stands out. And
for
this,
sure.
this is one of those bands. So check out Hyena. Awesome, that's Hyena. So like I said, Tim, Matt, and Brett Reed, they're the ones that recorded this. Mm-hmm. And after it was recorded and in support of the album, before the album was released, that's when Lars joined the band. So Lars actually didn't do any of the songs on the recording
right.
of this. So Anybody that didn't know that, Lars joined after. Lars was asked to join the band. He originally declined because he was playing with the UK subs. They asked Billy Joe Armstrong, who is now of Green Day, who also declined at the time. But as soon as he declined, Lars decided to change his mind, and then he joined, which, you know, great addition. We've talked about this before, at least me and Chris, but I'm sure on the show that happy that happened because such a great band, Rancid, such a great band, Green Day. Glad we got two instead of just one.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, we'll get to it on the next album, but Billy Joe did participate with Rancid. One note, you know, if you're into the album covers, the artwork and stuff like that, this Rancid album was the only Rancid album not to feature the iconic Rancid logo until Troublemaker just came out this year. So if you're into it, check that out. We're going to get on to my pick. My pick is Rats in the Hallway, definitely one of my favorite Rancid songs coming off their first album, and this one is track number 4, Rats in the Hallway. Again, this album came out May 10th, 1993. Enjoy. Freeman, such a great bass player.
Yeah. Stands out.
Yes. And he sings in so many of the songs. You hear Matt on backgrounds, and then there's actually specific songs, and we're going to get to at least one of those in this countdown here, or this, you know, top picks. That's Matt. But it's just awesome, and it just stands out. You know, and some, you know, it's definitely the rhythm. The bass guy is the rhythm. Here, it's rhythm, but also stands out, and it's just awesome. I love it. Again, Lars didn't record any of these tracks from the original album. This album recorded with Epitaph.
Right on.
Which is great. That's Brett Gurewitz from Bad Religion. That's his label. And Rancid's always been independent, and they use Brett a lot. But on to the next album.
Let's talk about the other tracks off this album.
Yes. Honorable mentions.
So honorable mentions, if you will. You know, it's their first album, so it's got a lot of stuff that's really raw, and I like the tone of it, and I think that some of my favorites, where is it at? Union Blood.
That's a good one.
That's just a cool name song.
And that is a hidden track not listed on the back cover.
It's top secret.
That's track 15.
What are some of yours that you wanted out?
One that I really like is Detroit. I think Detroit's a cool track. Animosity is another good one.
Right on. So it was a good album.
It was a good album. A good first album. They released an EP with Lookout Records, which was Operation Ivy's record label. But shortly after, they joined up with Epitaph and then actually released this full length, which is their first full length. So next album is Let's Go, second studio album. Awesome. Great album.
Lars
is on it. First one with Lars. This one came out June 21st, 1994, also on Epitaph.
I like that Rolling Stone put it on its 40 best records from Mainstream Alternative's Greatest Year list.
I know. How many subcategories do you have to have, right? I'm glad it's on a list, but seriously.
Yeah, and I think that this is the first time that I heard Rancid, like, when I was in high school, was off of this album.
I was the next album, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah. I unfortunately just grew up in Salt Lake City, and just didn't come across it. Yes, but it was California, which a lot of punk bands from California, including
Rancid. we're gonna be able to hear stuff because K-Rock out of L.A. played all of this stuff.
Yes, not at the time, not a lot of great choices, but they eventually did, especially with Out Come the Wolves, which we'll get to. But still a great album. Glad I came across it. A lot of great tracks on here, and one that we're not going to be playing is Radio. Radio is a super cool track, and that's what we were talking about. Billy Joe Armstrong actually wrote that with Tim Armstrong and Matt Freeman. So,
did we play it on our Tim Armstrong episode? I don't think we did.
No, we didn't play it.
You know, one of these days we're going to have to play that song.
Getting around when we do our individual artist to Billy Joe,
sure.
And so we'll have to remember to throw Billy Joe's.
You could look it up on the old internet there, the interweb. You can find it on YouTube. You can find Billy Joe Armstrong and Tim Armstrong playing Radio together.
Yes.
I think it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if I remember right.
It could be.
And it's really fucking cool, so check it out.
All right. Let's get on to first pick. Chris, what's your pick?
My pick is Salvation. Like I said, I think this is the first song I heard.
Yes.
Of Rancid.
It's a good track, and been on some video games. If you're a Rock Band person, or no, it wasn't Rock Band, it was Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
So if you're a Guitar Hero fan or any of the fan of those bands, it's cool when you get a cool punk track like Salvation that you get to play.
And it's a cool song. I think we've played it when we went. I think we played this maybe last week. I don't remember if we did it or not off the top of my head. You know what? You guys need to check out our Tim Armstrong episode because I think that it does a really good job of covering a lot of Rancid, which is why we're doing this in just one episode rather than two like we did with Dropkick, because we went over with Tim so much, and he's got such great stuff, such a talented guy, and you could hear it. And then you could hear a great sound with this album that you didn't hear at the last album because the addition of Lars Fredrickson. And so let's listen to Salvation. I want your salvation.
Salvation, whoa.
That's a cool song, and I mean, that and Radio for me are like the freaking highlights of this 23-track album.
23 tracks, and it took the band just 6 days to record the 23 tracks on
this
album.
That's insane.
That's some hard work right there.
It just doesn't seem right.
No, that's a lot. And then this album actually peaked at number 97 on the Billboard 200 album chart, and it was certified gold July 7th 2000. Pretty cool. For me, before we get to my track, Chris mentioned, you know, what it is for him on this album. For me, there's a ton. This is such a good album. Nihilism, awesome. I love Radio as well. Tenderloin, awesome. Let's Go, awesome. Tenderloin is a Matt Freeman track. There's actually a few really good Matt Freeman tracks on here.
Is that after like the part of town in San Francisco?
I have no
idea. There's different sections of the city of San Francisco, and one of them's like
Tenderloin?
Market, and one of them's Tenderloin.
Oh, it could be. I'll have to pay more attention to the lyrics.
They
do sing a lot about from where they're from.
Exactly, and these guys.
And I'm not familiar with that area, so that didn't dawn on me.
Yeah, I'd gotten drunk there a lot of times.
a couple more for me. St. Mary, that was my honorable mention. I almost picked that one before, and we'll get to mine.
It's
I love
St. honorable Mary. Honorable mention.
Yeah, it's number two for me, but I had to go with another one, which was a Matt Freeman track. But a couple others, Dope Sick Girl, International Cover Up, and Solidarity. Love those tracks. It's such a good album. There's so many good ones from this. If we could only play more. And then one song, Sidekick, as a side note, maybe they need to fact check me on this, but Sidekick is about a dream where Tim Armstrong accompanies the superhero Wolverine on his adventures.
What the fuck?
Right? We're going to have to pay more attention. Unfortunately, that wasn't my pick this week.
Why did you give us that little tasty tidbit and then pull it away from us?
Think about it. Maybe you guys need to hit us up on Twitter. Or Instagram, hit us up somewhere, and you let us know what you think about that.
I'm twitting right now.
All right, keep up with Chris. Where are you at, Chris?
I'm at SLC Punk Chris.
And I'm at Another Punk SLC. But right now we're going on to Matt Freeman singing Black and Blue, such a good track. Black and Blue. Such a good track. Also, in November of 2011, Let's Go was ranked number 8 on Guitar World Magazine's top 10 list of guitar albums at 94. And as you can tell, the bass going on in that track, I mean, Matt is just killing it. His lyrics, I love his voice. It adds such a different feel to the band.
Yeah.
But he's killing it on the bass the whole time, too.
Yeah, it's a really a different song, kind of a departure for Rancid from what you usually hear, and it's awesome.
It is.
It's a great album.
All right.
Or great track, sorry.
Yeah, great track on the album, which had 23 tracks. But we're going to move on to And Out Come the Wolves. That was album number 3 by Rancid, and this one was released August 22nd, 1995,
and
also through Epitaph.
And on every list that there is, whether it be the Rolling Stones' 40 Greatest Punk Albums Ever, or it be some YouTube top 10 greatest punk rock albums, everything, this is always listed. This is considered by the critics, if you will, to be the best punk album in the last, 25 years.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
And
19 tracks, hard to compete, and they're so good. Like if we do a rundown of honorable mentions, I'm going to mention, you know, at least 75%. It's not that I love every song on here, but there's 75% of them I'd be like, oh, well, I've got to say this one. It's really hard for me to narrow down
because
there's so many.
I don't know how I was able to pick what I picked.
You went with one of the singles.
But
there's
singles. And there's a reason. The reason is I wanted it to be, hey, you know, maybe you are listening up to this point and you're like, I have no idea who they're talking about still.
True.
So I wanted to say, hey, okay, I wanted to pick one. But at the same time, I pretty much didn't pick one of my favorite songs ever because of that. So it's like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, you're doing it for the fans out there. If there's any fans at all of us, he's doing it for the fans.
I'm doing it for you. Because, like, I mean, Roots Radical is fucking great.
That was my number two.
Was it a single? Was Roots Radical one of the singles?
Roots Radicals, Time Bomb, and Ruby Soho were
which
the singles.
Which is the one I picked. I picked Ruby Soho because it was played so much.
It was. It's a great track.
God, I feel like it's 1995 all over again, dude.
Right. It is a really cool track. I like it. But there's so many You know, I mean, it starts off with Maxwell Murder. Love that great one. Song. The 11th Hour. Awesome. Roots Radicals. Great. And then
Time Bomb. My God.
Awesome. Olympia Washington. So good. Lockstep and Gone. That's my number three for sure. Junkie Man. Great. And then we jump up to track number nine, and that's Ruby Soho.
And that's what we're playing right now. Let's take a listen.
Ruby Soho by Rancid off of And Out Come the Wolves. And what I found out, the title And Out Come the Wolves, is because there were a major label bidding war after that album, before this album, after the last one, Let's Go. And one of them was Madonna's label, Maverick. And you'll have to fact check me on this, but I read that Madonna actually sent them nude pictures as a part of trying to get them to sign there.
You know what? That might be true, because this is around the time that her video came out. What was the sex video that like we weren't allowed
recall.
To? Oh my God!
I don't recall.
Wayne's World did a parody of it. Truth or Dare.
Oh, okay.
And it was on Saturday Night Live, and Wayne's World did a fucking parody of it, and like Wayne's laying in bed, he's like, "Madonna, can I kiss you?" And she's like, "No." Yes. And they start making out, and fucking Garth is like this artsy fucking weird thing. It was fucking crazy. So I would not be surprised, considering the time frame.
Another one, they got a record exec, I believe, to shave his head into a mohawk and dye the mohawk blue. And then after all of this anyway, they ended up just staying with Epitaph.
They just fucking, like, fuck you. You know, that's...
But I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that's where they wanted to be, and they stayed there.
Around
but,
the same
you know,
time, Real
very
Big
successful.
Fish with Real Big Fish was sell out around the same time.
Yep.
You know, and their whole music video was like, you know, these record executives, they want, you know, punk band. So they found something that fits a niche, so they just want that. And so they'll just go out and find ska band. They'll go out and find, you know, band X, you know, ooh, these guys are edgy, you know.
Right.
This guy looks like he's on heroin. Sign him, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting, the bidding war for these guys. And then they turned around and made arguably one of the best punk rock albums
absolutely
ever.
And then hence the name And Out Come the Wolves.
Right.
Yeah, that's why the name. Really cool. And Out Come the Wolves, again, released August 22nd, 95. On January 22nd, 96, so what, like 4 or 5 months later, the album was certified gold. That didn't take long.
Mm-mm.
And the album peaked at number 45 on the Billboard 200.
That surprises me. I thought it'd be higher.
It surprises me, but unfortunately, punk just doesn't get as high as we believe it should go. But still cool. Also, if you're into album artwork, the cover art was a tribute to Minor Threat, a landmark hardcover.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be familiar with them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Minor Threat's awesome. But they originally used an image of Alec McKay, who's the brother of Ian McKay, the singer, and with the head on the knees on the steps of the Discord house. So that's what was Lars doing the picture on this one as a tribute to Minor Threat, which is pretty cool. But we are moving on to next track. So we were on track 9 with Ruby Soho, a couple other really good ones. Our 11, Journey to the End of the East Bay, great. She's Automatic at 12. Disorder and Disarray, so awesome. That's 14. As Wicked, I love that track too. That's 17, which brings us to track 18. My pick is right at the tail end, track 18. My favorite song on this album and probably my favorite Rancid song, period.
Really?
When I get back into fighting, if that ever does happen, you know, the AC/DC and the Metallica and all the shit everybody walks out to, this is my track. When I'm walking down to go pound on somebody, this is
the fight track.
This is a fight track for me.
This is to get you ready for the fight.
Yes.
Let's hear it all.
Racial infection. I'm a battering man coming through to you. In every alleyway and every avenue. Oi, oi, oi. Ashes could erase or beard out the supper. People say a kid don't understand each other. He's a different color, but what a sick kid. I treat him like my brother, don't treat me like him. Well, an eye for an eye, yeah, two for two. Brother against brother, should be singing with the group. The inner city's burning, yeah, it's screaming black and blue. The power and the passion of a million youth. I'm a battery man coming through to you. In every alleyway and every avenue. Oi, oi, oi.
Such a good track.
Anything with oi, you know, let's get that oi going. You know what I mean? It's
and it's
fucking
not
badass.
Just oi. It's oi, oi, oi.
That's right. I didn't. Oi, oi, oi. There you go.
Gotta love that. Awesome. One other side note about the album. When it was the 20th anniversary of the album, which was between 2015 and 2016, that whole tour, these guys performed that album live in its entirety. Super cool. Saw it. Honor is All We Know, that's the tour that came out. So when you have such a cool album that comes out, but you're dedicating your set, at least the entirety of this album, which is 19 tracks that totals 49 minutes and 39 seconds, is crazy. But such a great song, I love it. And even the final track, 19, The Way I Feel, such a good one. You know, this may be my favorite album too. I love so many of their albums, but God, there's so many and it was so hard to pick. But when your favorite song is on the album, it kind of made it a little easier. But if this track wasn't on there, I don't know which one I would have picked. There's like 10 other ones that I would have had to flip a coin or something.
I'm pretty sure that Time Bomb is like one of the three most influential songs in my life.
I like Time Bomb. There's a, you know, sometimes with tracks, and that's one reason why I got over Metallica like 10 minutes after I heard him, is because they're so overplayed. And when you hear... Wow. When you hear so much, you know, if you grew up in Salt Lake and on K-Bear, if you remember that channel, it might even still be around. I don't listen to terrestrial radio anymore. I haven't listened to terrestrial radio in 11 years.
We only play the oldies station because I don't have to hear pop music that way.
Right. Well,
like modern
Mandatory Metallica came on and it was like, really? They're good, but they don't have that many songs. Do we have to do it every single night?
I'm pretty sure that every radio station in America has like Metallica Monday.
Or Mandatory Metallica in Utah.
You know, Muntallica.
Whatever. Who cares? Enough with Metallica. Point was, is
respect
I love
to Metallica.
Time Bomb. I love Time Bomb. Great track, but maybe why it's not there for me like a lot of these other ones I named. And it's just, you know, good track, but I just love these other tracks, and it's maybe because it wasn't played to death for me. And I still love it. Even though I'm saying it was played to death, I still love it. Unfortunately, like other bands that I just previously mentioned, sometimes when the stuff gets played to death, I'm just over it and I don't care.
Yeah, and you know, when you have something that's great, it's going to get played. It's not like, you know, they're getting played because it's an homage to the band. It's hey, this is one of the greatest punk rock albums produced in the last 30 years.
And it's still a great track.
Yeah, and from top to bottom, it's got so many things that you could play on the radio or what have you. And because it's Rancid, it's familiar. People are going to hear it and know who it is. And I think that's what's cool about Rancid is the fact that they're unique enough that you know who you're listening to. Yeah. Within seconds, you know, you
on
hear
any
Tim's
album.
Voice. You,
yeah.
you know, it's so familiar.
Matt's bass.
And yeah, and it's something that, you know, especially if you, you know, you listen to punk rock, you know, when Rancid's new CD came out this year, I knew who was playing the second that I clicked on YouTube and, you know, played the preview for the song for the first time. So that's a great album, and I can't say enough about it.
It's great, and on to the next album. If Chris and I haven't dated ourselves yet, this album came out June 30th, 1998. We both had graduated high school just less than a month before this album.
Wow. Wow.
Again, on Epitaph Records, and it was their fourth album. They started writing this album in 1997, and when they entered the studio, these guys had 50 songs, over 50 songs. Can you believe that? Over 50 songs. That's they were going to do a double album, but they ended up cutting it down to the 22 tracks that they ended up releasing, and then a bunch of the songs got released on other singles, compilation albums, and then the B and C sides collections, if you come across that. That's one that, because we're doing 9 full albums in one episode, we didn't pick any songs from B's and C sides. Both good, still a lot of good songs on there, but we stuck to the studio albums. So we're going to get into a song right out the gate. It's song number 2 right after the intro, and this is a song that Lars sings, and it's actually my favorite pick too, but Chris picked it, so I decided to go with a different track. So Chris, what's your pick?
Yeah, we got Blood Clot, and let's play it.
Hey!
Blood Clot, awesome. One of my top 5 Rancid tracks.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, I love it.
The only reason I think that I like it so much is because it's just so freaking awesome. It's just a cool song. But you know, Lars in it is just fucking fantastic.
Yes. I love all of them as singers. All 3 of them. And, you know, they rotate around sometimes all of them in the same song, which we're going to get to at least one of those, maybe 2 of those tracks. But it's just so great, and I wouldn't even be able to pick a favorite because I just like them all, but they're all so different. And you know when it's Lars. You know when it's Tim. You know Matt. You for sure know when it's Matt. I just love that gritty voice. It's awesome.
Yes.
A couple other songs I liked off of this album were Hoover Street, Black Lung, Hooligans, Who Would Have Thought, Wrongful Suspicion, Turntable. How about you, Chris? Any other you want to mention that we're not playing?
Yeah. Where is it? Warsaw.
Warsaw's a good one.
I'm going to tell you right now that Hooligans is a good song, too.
It is. It is. The cover art on this, you know, I've been talking about some of the cover art. The cover art photo, it pays homage to John Lennon's Rock and Roll and Neil Young's After the Gold Rush cover designs. Pretty cool. You know, if you look at it, it's like two two images, but all of them kind of mixed in the same image. You wouldn't know.
I can't see it off the top of my like.
You got
like
the guy sitting, and then got the Rancid logo kind of up behind him. Then you got the other guy that's walking, but it's kind of blurred. And it's an homage.
Yeah, it's cool looking. It's a cool looking album.
It's cool. Again, this was released June 30th, 98, and it was the final Rancid album released on Epitaph for 16 years until Honor Is All We Know. My pick is another Lars song off this, so no disrespect to anybody else, but give Leicester Square a listen.
Leicester Square, a hard line. It's the one you gotta cross, the one you gotta cross to get you anywhere. Mike that's on his way to payback syndication. A fist that cuts me down in his backseat education. The April socks and low, dead enemies face the show. It's crystal clear and it's a grip for bones to become broken here, yeah.
Awesome. I like the song. It's a different vibe, another Lars song. Maybe when we're all said and done, if anybody was keeping tally out there, hit us up and let us know how many we picked from each of the guys as far as lead vocals, because some of them have both, and maybe you can just count that, you know, the one song, if there's two or three of the guys, that each counts for one of them. I don't know. Hit us up. Let us know. I didn't keep track of that.
I'll tell you right now that easily we've already dedicated an entire episode to Tim Armstrong, and so, you know, it's obvious that, you know, we're fans and what have you of him.
Right.
So I've actually kind of, when I saw our list put together, I was glad to see a lot of Lars songs on there because we've talked
from
about
Matt
Tim
too, yes.
And even Matt, yeah. So yes. Definitely glad to see Matt on anything. We're big fans.
And speaking of, this is the Leicester Square, you know, hopefully I'm pronouncing that somewhat right. But that's probably, it sounds like that's an area out in California as well. Are you familiar with that area, Chris?
I'm not.
Okay, well, you didn't grow up in that area. You're a little bit further. You're a little bit further south.
Yes,
just
sir.
In case, so just curious. We're going to move on to album number 5, the fifth studio album, which is also Rancid or Rancid 5 or Rancid 2000 because it came out in the year 2000, on August 1st, that is. Great. This one was released through Tim's label, Hellcat Records, and it's the first one through Hellcat, which is awesome. And
lots of good bands that we like on Hellcat.
Yes,
and Epitaph.
Epitaph, both.
You know, so it's really cool when you know, so many of these bands that we like, they work with each other, and just them being able to touch one another in these ways, it's awesome to
and
get so
we'll
much crossover.
We'll always talk about those, and so I don't mean to cut you off, but before I forget. We mentioned during Tim's episode about his company, Machete Manufacturing,
right?
Just shut down, I think, within this last week, unfortunately.
Shit.
Yeah, so you can't get merchandise there. If you go to the website, it'll probably be up for a little bit longer, and it shows you, you know, which sites you can go to. There's like three of them. I think one of them is Pirates Press, which is one I go to. A lot of cool bands on that one, too. But you go to those websites to get those bands' merchandise. So, unfortunately, Machete, one that we kind of put out there during Tim's episode, is no longer. So, unfortunately, no more Machete Manufacturing for your punk rock needs as far as you know, merchandise, that kind of stuff. So, we're on to Rancid's fifth album, Rancid. And let's just jump right into a pick. There's a ton of tracks on this album, too. 22 to be exact. Chris, what'd you pick?
I got Let Me Go.
Let Me Go is a great track.
I thought that it's a great song. I just like that it's
track number 4. It's a Tim song.
Really cool, unique, different sound.
Yes. It is really cool.
So let's. The opening part's the part that I really like to hit on.
Here it
so
is.
Let's hit it.
Okay, shut the sun. It ain't impossible, it ain't easy. Walking through the day shift in here. So for the strategy ain't working. The facts are in it, so very clear. I do what I want, I can't predict the future. And those who can, I know that they are liars. And then the truth can be hard to swallow. In a soap opera, world ears are crying. Correction, I need no direction. I'll never go just one last time. I spent my whole life searching for direction. I'll never go just one last time. You can burn a book if you don't like the answers. I draw it for you when the next are crying. Are you insane protecting your cancers? List of hatred, leave you a Bible. There's a chorus and I meant in America. And let's suppose that you can hear them all. That is right, what is wrong. And the evil considered bad behavior. Correction, I need no direction. I let it go just one last time. I spent my whole life searching for direction. I let it go just one last time.
You know, the chorus is just fucking really cool.
It is. This is what it could have been my pick, you know, because it's such a good song.
I think that it sounds, I don't know how to describe it. It almost cacophonous. You know, it almost sounds out of tune, and then, but it just fucking flows right in. It's like it hangs you on for a second, and then it fucking goes in. I fucking think it's cool, man.
It is cool.
It's just one of those tracks that, you know, you want to just listen to it.
Yeah,
it's which great. We should do.
Bad generation, polarized view. No one leaves home to go and help you. Watch CNN, and then you know. U.S. bombs come down, what you gonna do? Boom, 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 look around. There's no more roof, no more hails, no street, no damn. A shot down, burn black and brown. Electrical meltdown, you hear the sound of the U.S. bombs all around. Oh, it's a shakedown, it's a breakdown. I'm gonna shut down. And then you know. Correction, I need no direction. I'll never go just one last night. I spent my whole life searching for direction. I'll never go just one last night.
Great track.
Yeah, it's a cool song, man.
The 22 tracks here is under 40 minutes for the total album, resulting in over three quarters of the songs clocking at under 2 minutes. They just get in there and get it done.
Get in, get out.
This is this song's 3 minutes and 13 seconds.
So
that's clocking in at the longest track besides Golden Gate Fields at the very end.
We've got 47-second track, a 35-second track.
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy. The track I picked is only 1 minute 11 seconds.
And yeah, minute
sorry,
11.
Minute, no, it is a minute 10. I think
am I right?
10.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sorry,
yes.
I got it wrong.
I can't fucking believe it. Minute 16, there's a track in minute 16. So they have like four or five tracks that are under a minute and a half.
It's awesome, but they're good. I mean, I picked a minute 10
out.
Track.
Speaking of short and sweet and fucking gets to the point and rocks your face off, let's go.
Let's do it. It's my track is track 11, and it's Antennas.
You're selling sexism. You're selling racism. You're selling anything you get your fucking hands on. And understanding, you got a plan. Presentation, advertisers who demands it. Where you plan it? Your antennas are pointed in the right direction. You make a deal in any situation. So in there, evacuation. Let California fall in the fucking ocean. Or they talk to you, or you're the town man. High profile Hollywood school bag. Who lives on door to you? Or the silent seal. Deep makers making it all happen. When you plan that, your antennas are pointed in the right direction. You make a deal in any situation. So in there, evacuation. Let California fall into the fucking ocean. Let California fall into the fucking ocean. Let California fall into the fucking ocean. Let California fall into the fucking ocean.
Awesome.
Fucking cool, man.
Fast. Gets right to you. I love Antennas. Good song, so I picked it even though it was a short track. A couple honorable mentions for me on this one are Disgruntled, It's Quite All Right, Corruption, Radio Havana, Black Derby Jacket.
Black Hawk Down.
Yes, that one's a good track, too. That one's towards the beginning. Yeah, that was
track eight.
Yeah, what else? Any other ones you like? But not just like, because we like these. We love Ranch. Yeah, we love Dropkick Murphys. We love them. But something that could have been one of your picks.
Radio Havana.
Yeah, Radio
Havana. Did you mention that?
I did, but it's, you know, it's
good.
You
know what? It's one of those things where it's you're sitting there, like, rattling off the songs for honorable mention. And I'm like, stop, fucker.
Yeah.
Can I get mine in?
I'm picking all the picks. I go first, Chris.
Yeah. On this album, it's Radio Havana for me. I can't believe we didn't play it. You know, it's tough
because there's so many good ones when you're only taking
Black
one
Hawk
track
down,
each.
Let me go.
Black Derby Jacket's really cool.
Just cool fucking songs on it, and it's a good gateway into Rancid. I think that this is one of those albums that if you really want to get to who they are, you just listen to this one, and I think that you get a really good idea. You know, maybe not just what the music is and what it sounds like, but also like their points of view of things.
I agree.
And so it's really awesome. Black Hawk Down, it's like he says Black Hawk Down like 37 times. Like fucking just, fuck you. You know, it's just so fucking cool. And you know, obviously brings up some images of things that happened in the world news, you know. And so it's kind of a cool song.
Yes. On to the next album, though. Sixth studio album is Indestructible. This one was released on Hellcat as well and also distributed through Warner Brothers Records, and it came out August 19th, 2003.
And it's a personal favorite of mine.
Is it? Nice. I do like Indestructible.
Lots of ska.
This was the last album that Brett Reed was a part of, and since then we'll get to the replacement afterwards.
Yeah, we will.
Somebody we're really a big fan of, Hometown Boy.
Local badass.
Yeah. It debuted this album at number 15 on the charts, and it had 51,000 copies sold in the first week. That's really good. 2003, that's kind of when the height, or, you know, not the height necessarily, but, you know, Napster and the downloading. That's kind of when you get the transitions, you know, around that period. So 50,000 in the first week, really good.
And Napster.
Around the time of this album and kind of in between up to when the next album was, is kind of when the guys were heavy also into their side projects. Mm-hmm. So Tim into his solo stuff and Transplants, and Lars with Lars Fredriksson, the Bastards, and you know, really cool, those guys doing stuff together.
Best album cover ever was one of the Bastards album covers. It's got the chicks and her tits are out, and it's got like the stars over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's awesome.
Lars is a talented son bitch.
He is, and I'm glad all of them did their solo projects, because all their solo projects are awesome. I did catch that tour when Transplants were opening for Rancid, and had Interrupters. Unfortunately, I didn't know who the Interrupters were at the time. It's a couple years back. I'm embarrassed that I missed it. I got there late, but I did get to see Transplants and Rancid, Tim pulling double duty. No, this was like 3 years ago. Three or four years ago. Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. Maybe four. It is something like that. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Let me know. And let me know. Yeah, put it out there. Fact check me, you know.
Yeah,
but anyway, we're going to move on to our picks. And so Chris is going to go with his pick from Indestructible. Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, this is my ska album. You know, they got a lot of cool ska songs on it. I picked my favorite ska song because I felt like this is something that, you know, I usually pick ska songs. I'm going to go ahead and cut you off with something and say, you know what, I have some honorable mentions right now.
Okay.
That's Memphis. But anyways, so Red Hot Moon, this is a cool song. Let's play Red Hot Moon. This is waiting for an escape now. Escape is called the 164. Now Casey, she don't want me, but she is wrong. And Casey, she wants to run, run, run. She's a punk rocker, she don't trust no one. On a South Bay bus all alone. Under a red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under a red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Casey, we've never caught up like the rest of the rats in a fucking maze. Check me out, she said, I'm in a concrete jungle. I'm an individual and you are stuck in a haze. Oh hell no, she knows where the truth is, cause she said so, and she knows who her friends are. So fuck you, don't get no closer, it'll only make her run far away. Under a red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under a red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift.
up. Let's say we spent a long time hanging out. I always thought it sort of heat that she'd be the one to get out of here and make a life for herself. But when we found her in the Lily Park, in the dugouts, it was cold, dim, and dark. And no one knew why she wouldn't wake up. I think she finally made it back home. Now, another red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. One time for your mind, two times for your soul, three for the graveyard and the money I fold. Dipped out in the city where the sun burns slow. No hope, it's a pity, I can't say no. Not my time to go, it's not my time to die. The last thing I want is for my mother to cry. It was love at first light, the very first night. Things have never been the same since I took my first flight. The way I live my life, my love.
Yeah, get that skinhead Rob part in.
Yep, got it. We played a little bit longer, proportionally of the song, maybe, but I had to let the skinhead Rob. That was skinhead Rob, still going on skinhead Rob behind us right now.
You know what didn't make it on this album?
What's that?
Trouble.
Trouble, exactly. But what is Trouble?
But Trouble turned around and Pink, that's the pop lady, Pink.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She did that song. And Tim Armstrong produced it, and it won a Grammy.
Yes.
Won a fucking Grammy.
Yeah, one of, six tracks that got left off this album. They cut it from 25 to 19, and one of the ones they cut off ended up winning a Grammy.
Is that not insane?
It is awesome.
That's so fucking crazy.
Just one of those things we mentioned during Tim's episode, how talented he is. But, yeah, that was one of those tracks that got cut. But... Chris is going to put out his honorable mentions. Before he does, just want to put out there, that was track number 3. Again, that featured Skinhead Rob along with Tim on vocals. So let's hear your honorable mentions,
Indestructible.
Chris. Okay.
And I already mentioned Memphis.
Yes.
And I like, let me see here. I'm looking at the whole list. Sorry. Roadblock.
Roadblock's good.
What do you got?
I'm going to throw out there, I like
Ghost
David
Fan.
Courtney. David Courtney's good.
I was trying to see if I was going to say one you were going to say. Sorry.
No, I'm not going to put that one out there.
Out
of Control, I like that. That's Lars' song. Arrested in Shanghai, cool, different tempo song, but I really like that one.
We played that, and we played Arrested in Shanghai last week.
What?
We sure as hell did. We played it with our Tim Time Bomb episode.
Oh, well, that was like 3 weeks ago. We played Dropkick Murphys the last 2 weeks.
Well,
okay. Anyway,
I'm barely here.
Arrested in Shanghai, awesome track. We did play it. Spirit of 87, that's another good one.
I
Tropical
to say
London,
Arrested in Shanghai too. That's why I was a little bit jealous that you said it.
Well, you should have. I gave you the opportunity to go first.
I'm looking at the list and I fucking missed stuff.
Tropical London, great, and Born Frustrated. Those are the ones that I'm going to put out there.
Right on.
About some of those tracks.
This is some deep shit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that went on writing this. So Tim got divorced. Fall Back Down, Ghost Band, and Tropical London, kind of around that. Lars Fredriksson dedicated the song Other Side to his brother, Robert, who died in 2001. And then, Chris, let us know what happened during the recording of that album.
And then Indestructible is about... is it about Joey Ramone or Joe Strummer?
Joe Strummer.
It's about Joe Strummer.
It includes Joe Strummer in it.
And he's in it.
Yes.
And he died while they were... producing,
while the album was going on, writing, and so did Joey Ramone, and those are two, band mentors, huge influences, and they both died during the making of the album. And as Chris said, Strummer mentioned in the album's title track of Indestructible. So, a lot going on, but it was a cool album. And my track is one of those tracks that Tim wrote while thinking about his divorce, I suppose. Still a cool track, though, and it's a track about buddies and buddies being there for you, and it's track number 2, which is Fall Back Down. I like the song. I like the track. I like the, buddies being there for you,
song.
And that was a good time for his
next
buddies, the Rancid Boys, being there for
you. Next time you want to get a divorce, dude, I'll be there for you.
That won't be happening. I'm good, but if something else happens, I know you'll be there.
I haven't
had
my first divorce yet, so
yes.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, I'm one and done with the divorces. I'm good now, so... Let's go with.
Can you, do you have like a kindred spirit with this song? having gone through something like this before with yourself?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. And, you know, somewhere, you know, it was kind of around that time, maybe a year after. So the song was already out.
Oh, wow.
At that time. Actually, no, it was probably right around the exact same time. So, yeah, I do. But I like the song.
This is my cool favorite song. Pick of your picks.
Oh. Well, I like
if
it.
If that makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense. And let's listen to Chris's favorite pick of my picks, Fall Back Down.
If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. And take this extra to learn a lesson. You're gonna make it through the darkest night. Some people put your warning class treason. Wanna make everything alright. Woo! If I look inaccurately crazy, I won't wait till she betrayed me. Now my vision is no longer hazy. I'm very lucky to have my crew. They stood by me when she flew. I've been knocked down, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're the one coming back home again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down,
all right, that was track number two, Fall Back Down. Great track. Just a good album. I mean, all their albums are good albums.
It's a good album.
Last album with Brett Reed, which is going to lead us. It's going to lead us into what, Chris? We're going to get into the next album, which is the first album with
Brandon.
Boom. Yes, Brandon. Brandon Steinekert. Brandon, I hope you said your last name right. You're such a stud. I don't want to disrespect by saying your last name.
He is Salt Lake City punk rock, man.
Yes.
He's like fucking royalty. Wrote the song for our local
soccer team.
The
Real Salt Lake.
Hey, nice. You owe me a Coke. and he is a bit of a local. As a matter of fact, I just now sent him a tweet and and just said, "Hey, man, we can't wait to welcome you home." And he liked it.
That's awesome.
And so, hey, thanks, Brandon. We are looking forward to seeing you and just yelling our heads off for him. So, anybody in Salt Lake, hey, this is right here. I'm gonna read right from Brandon's tweet that he sent out. It says, "Salt Lake City, we're gonna be there soon. I need to show these guys why I love Utah so much. Let's get rowdy." Hashtag 801 punks with an X. And he said, "Retweet if you're in." So, hey, make sure you hit up Brandon on Twitter. And, hey, let him know, man. We're glad to have him home. I know that
we'll be retweeting.
It's going to get fucking loud when he comes out. You know, last week we saw the Descendants, who half of which are Salt Lake guys.
Right.
I can't imagine it's going to be even louder for when Brandon comes out with Rancid.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of people there. It's going to be awesome. We're going to move on to the first album with Brandon, and that's Let the Dominoes Fall, which is the seventh album by Rancid, and it was the first album of new material in nearly 6 years. Crazy. They just had so much going on with Brett leaving, adding Brandon, side projects from all the bands, putting out new stuff. But Brandon joined in 2006, and this album was released in 2009, it looks like. And they started releasing stuff via their MySpace page, if anybody knows what MySpace is anymore.
Fuck yeah, dude. We were all over MySpace, dude.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
We do not have a MySpace page, and you will not be able to find us on MySpace.
You can find me on MySpace. I think it still exists.
It does. But SLC Punkcast does not have something, but you might be able to find Chris individually.
You find me individually.
If you're still on MySpace.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah.
You fucking creeper. I probably got pictures of myself when I'm in my 20s. Anyways.
Right.
Hey, so my song, this is one of my favorite albums. I keep saying that, don't I? Hey.
There's so many good ones.
Here's the deal. I didn't pick a ska song, even though I could have, because Last One to Die is on it.
Last One to Die is a great track.
This was going to be your number one, but I picked it.
Yes.
Really?
It could have been. You know, I was up in the air with this one and mine, and you made it easy for me, but Last One to Die would have been my number one probably.
It's just a fucking cool song. Let's play it. Nice duet right
yeah,
there.
Right? Are we in harmony, everybody? I don't know. Hopefully.
No. Fucking suck.
All right. That one is Last One to Die, which is track 4 from 7th album, Let the Dominoes Fall. And that's Brandon on the drums, if we forgot to tell you guys.
My honorable mentions from this. That's just the way it is now.
That's a good one.
Liberty and Freedom.
Awesome.
And I Ain't Worried.
Those are good. My honorable mentions are East Bay Night, Disconnected, Damnation, and Dominoes Fall. But my pick was written by Rancid and Brett Gurewitz of Bad Religion. And track is track number 3. It's playing behind us right now, and we're going to crank this shit up. It is Up to No Good. Definitely a different sound for Rancid, but similar, but not as much like what we've been playing.
A little bit of Bad Religion in here. Let's go.
Yeah.
I can feel him, crept in darkness. I feel standing, make him move in the night. He's a horseman.
Up to no good, up to no good. Like a spark of wild, lost glitter in wood. His intentions get misunderstood, but that motherfucker is up
to no good.
Up to no good, up to no good.
Up to no good,
up to no good. Up to no good,
up to no good.
Up to no good, up to no good.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Cool song.
It's fucking cool.
Got
shit.
Keyboards going on right now behind us. Really cool. I dig that track. Just a little bit different vibe, but I like it. And so, I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. Still picking my top tracks, but at the same time, trying to diversify. I don't want to pick the same.
How about Lars's New Orleans on this?
What?
New Orleans.
Oh yeah, that one's a good track too.
I'm sorry. Tripping on my own tongue here. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
So Lars Fredriksson's track New Orleans,
which is track number 8.
What do you think of that one?
I like that one too. I'm a
big shout out to Lars on that one.
Yes, it's a good track. I dig that track too. These guys are just great. This one was 19 tracks. I mean, Rancid just puts out and cranks out a ton. 19 tracks, 46 minutes.
I like the tempo of this album.
Yeah,
I think that there's a change, a little lighter.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you, and it's just good.
Not a little bit
different
sullen.
Different vibe coming to the group.
Little sullen and indestructible. Obviously fucking still awesome. But then, the Dominoes, a little bit lighter. I like it. It makes me feel optimistic listening to it.
And I'm glad Ranson picked up Brandon, and Brandon was able to join. And, home away from home, or the second home for Ranson, is Salt Lake. I mean, when you're here and you hear him playing in Salt Lake, they tell you that. So second home.
It's a big fucking deal.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to the 8th studio album, which is Honor Is All We Know. This one came out October 27th, 2014. And this one's a good one, too. I mean, what can you say? I'm just going to keep saying they're good because they're all good. It's the second one with Brandon. Second one with the current lineup, the right lineup, as it were. depending on your opinion, but that's our opinion here in Salt Lake.
Yeah, it is. That's fucked up. We're biased, though.
We're biased.
We're not going to sit here and try to sugarcoat it or hide it.
Exactly.
For fuck's sake, it's SLC Punkcast. And one of our own guys is in this band and hasn't been the whole time. And they put out some great stuff before and some fantastic stuff since. And he is now Rancid, you know. And
he is. He performs all those songs. Like, we went over all those albums. We liked all those songs with Brett Reed. But Brandon plays them now like they were his own.
Exactly.
That's all I'm going to say when we hear him live. This sounds like that they were Brandon's songs to begin with. But this album came out 2014. It started in 2011. Lots of delays. Mm-hmm. Again, members on their own side projects, releasing albums, stuff like that. So a lot of delays. They finished, and I think they were trying to release it in 2012, and it finally came out almost the end of 2014. So a lot of delays, but it did come out. Back on Epitaph, yes. Yes. And, Chris, let's get right into some music. It's been too long without some music. What's your pick?
You would think that I would have picked Breakdown, but I didn't. I picked Honor Is All We Know.
Title track number 5.
I just think it's a cool fucking, like, I like the lyrics of it. I think that it's a cool song.
We're going to play a lot of it because it's one that has all three of the guys singing.
All right, on.
Yep.
Let's go.
Goddamn thing, hold your head up high. When the hard times come, we have the strength to defy. Believe in yourself, let the owl leave the bone. Honor is among us, honor is all we know.
All we know.
It's just a cool song, man.
It is a cool song. You had Tim, he did his part, chorus. You had Matt do his part, chorus. Lars do his part. And now we're wrapping up the song.
I like
super cool track.
It's all in, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's a whole band kind of effort on this song, which is really cool to hear.
I dig it. My track, we're just going to jump right into my track. My track is Collision Course. It's track number 3. Really cool one. So it's not too long. It's under 2 minutes. So we're going to go jump right into Collision Course. Rock
song.
It is a cool song. I like it. Another album that is just hard to pick a good track. I could have picked your track. Glad you picked yours. This one had Tim and then Lars singing. Great.
What's your next track on this? What do you got?
I would have picked Face Up. That would have been my next one. Or nice. Razor Fist, maybe.
I think there's four really solid ones in here that fucking yes. could have been a number one. Like I said, I picked that title track because of the variety of it, but also the message. And then this song's cool as shit. Dude.
It is. And then Face Up, awesome. Razor Fist, awesome. Back Where I Belonged, Open It Up, awesome. A Power Inside's really cool. In the Streets, I dig that one. Diabolical, and Now We're Running Through You. Or Now We're, sorry, not Running Through You. Now We're Through With You. Get my words twisted.
You're all right.
All of those great tracks. In getting preparation for this, I forgot to mention earlier, in 2011, so August 25th through September 4th, 2011, they did a small tour supporting Blink 182. I went and checked that out. They were here at USANA Amphitheater. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I bought the tickets. I like Blink. They're cool. But I bought the tickets to go see the opening band, Rancid. It was awesome.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to go ahead and jump in. Hey, fucking, we are tweeting right now while we're going with Brandon, and fucking Brandon's kicking some ass right now. He's live. He's got pictures of him fucking playing drums right now as we speak.
That's awesome.
We are so excited to have Rancid coming home to Salt Lake City. You could get him on Twitter at Rancid. You could talk to Brandon on Twitter at 801 Punks with an X, and you can get us on Twitter. I'm at SLC Punk Chris. And you can find Dustin at Another Punk SLC.
Yes.
I just wanted to hit that in before we go to the next one, which is...
The ninth and their final studio... Not final, final. I should say final.
Oh, my God, what happened?
Recent.
I didn't know.
Sorry. Ninth and most recent album that came out this year, June 9th, 2017. And that album is...
Troublemaker.
There you go.
I thought yes. I'd be one for
Sorry.
A second there
I'm,
for
I'm
you.
I'm throwing
Sorry.
One out there to you. It was
you
also...
pointed at me and I was reading. I didn't quite see your hand. Sorry about that.
This was also produced by Epitaph founder, Brett Gerwitz. They do a lot of stuff with Brett mm-hmm. Gerwitz. Turns out great. Lucky for, you know, both of them, they get to work with each other and make such a great product. I definitely great. And this was also, like I mentioned at the top of the show, this one and then that very first self-titled one from 93 were the only Rancid, covers not to feature the Rancid logo. It's really cool. That the logo was on so many, not sure why they didn't, you know, first one, I get it, but the last one, I don't know. Don't know the reason why, but that's a thing. So
what I really like about this album is the way that it was released. You know, they were releasing track here, track there, what have you.
And right.
All of them on like a music video, and it's like one just long video. You can find it on YouTube. It's them in a garage playing.
Yes, all of them. And it's
Tim
cool.
has a manly, massive beard. And looks outstanding, and it's good to see the whole band. But I really liked how they, you know, kind of slowly released this over time. It was like carpet bombing the nation. And it's a fantastic album. And let's get into it,
We're picking a couple different tracks, a couple that we're leaving out because we've played already.
We've played, yeah. And
we played Ghost of a Chance right around when the album came out. And then we played, I believe we played Telegraph Avenue on Tim's episode. So we're picking a couple different tracks, and Chris picked...
What I picked? I picked Where I'm Going.
That has Tim and Lars both in it. And so we're going to get that stuff cranking up right now. So I hope you like Where I'm Going.
I'm a kid and it will come in time. Well, the whole world is gonna explode. My machine gun is gonna unload. Like an animal, I take my prey. Where I exist, I'm on chain. I take your prisoners when I'm on point. Grab a chair and let's wreck this joint. You see, I don't understand where I am and where I've been or where I'm going. You don't understand where I am and where I've been or where I'm going. I will never regret. So I ain't ever gonna follow or beg or steal or borrow. So steady is the hand I hold. I won't do what I am told. You see, you don't understand where I am and where I've been and where I'm going.
Where I'm going.
You don't understand where I am and where I've been and where I'm going. Let's go.
It's just a very high quality song.
It is. I like that song.
Everything
I
like about it, it's just fucking screams Rancid, and it's fucking great. And the whole album's like this.
It is.
It's a fucking. What did it debut on the Billboard Top 200?
I don't
know. You
know
what? Fuck the Billboard Top 200. To be honest with you, they don't.
Sometimes we mention
have a
it, but who gives a shit?
Let's be honest. There's been, in my mind, three just fucking fantastic releases this year, at least so far. Goldfinger, fuck, they
that was a good one.
God, there are four that I can think of just off the top of my head: Rancid, Dropkick Murphys, Goldfinger, and Flogging Molly. That were fucking like great albums for great bands.
Cox Bar,
fucking,
that came out.
That's five. There's been at least five. Just off the top of my head, I could think of that were just fantastic albums that came out in 2017, and
we'll be mentioning those in December.
We're going to talk about that in December show. But outstanding. What's your pick?
My pick is Farewell Lola Blue, is track number 7. Cool track. I like it. We're going to get it with the beginning, so listen.
Farewell, Lola Blue, we're gonna miss you. 22-year-old guy from a party, flew into the coral sea, with his girl stain painted on his dollars. Fortale devil called the Lola Blue.
Those drums are awesome.
Yeah. That's really fucking cool. Again, quality fucking song.
Yeah. We're going to jump back into a little more.
Let's go.
It's a good year to be 22. Have a car that means something to you. And be in love with that.
Such a cool track.
Right on.
It's great. That's going to wrap up all the tracks that we're going to play. Again, that was off the new album Troublemaker that came out this year, 2017. Thank you for everybody that stuck around. I know we're closing in on just about an hour and 20 minutes, but we did 9 albums. We did Rancid. I don't know how else we could have done that. They're just awesome. Mad respect to them. Shout out to Brandon. Love all the guys, Tim, Lars, Matt, great. We tried to show off all their skills. Chris, let them know where you can find everybody.
Hey, yeah, jump on Twitter. Get them at Rancid, at Tim Tannenbaum, at 801Punks. Hell yeah. Hashtag Boston to Berkeley. That's the tour. I'm at SLC Punk Chris.
And I'm at Another Punk SLC.
And we will.
And then, oh, sorry, Instagram. Get the Instagram out there. We're on Instagram, too.
Instagram, so. Rancid. Instagram, Tim Tannenbaum. Instagram, Lars Fredrickson. Instagram, 801Punks with an X. That's Brandon. Instagram, SLC Punkcast. That's us. You can find us on Facebook at SLC Punkcast. You can find Rancid on rancidrancid.com.
I look for stuff for Matt. I couldn't find it. Sorry, Matt, if you've got the stuff out there. I would have loved to put it out there. I tried to find it. I couldn't find anything that looked like it was specifically yours. Looked like other people posting stuff or finding stuff about you. But find us all there. Hit us up. Fact check us. Let us know if you have any questions. Check out Rancid. Hopefully you're getting a chance to see them on that Boston to Berkeley tour. Because
August 12th.
In Utah.
Fucking Salt Lake City. And, hey, they're playing, like, every fucking night. You know that, dude?
Yeah.
Have you seen their fucking schedule?
Yeah, they're taking, like, one night off a week, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. They are fucking kicking so much ass. Everything that I've seen on the tour being posted, it's insane. This is fucking once-in-a-lifetime chance.
The encores, they're doing joint encores with Dropkick Murphys and Rancid both on the stage at the end. So you got to check it out. Yeah. Look it up on Bands in Town. Look it up on any of the websites.
Yeah, we use that app.
They're posting on all the social medias, you know, the week before. So if you don't know if it's coming to your town, make sure you check it out. But that is all. We're going to wrap this up right before we hit an hour and 20 minutes. So
play the fucking outro.